Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Tomorrow is the big day. That's right, Zeoli Army. We become the Zeoli Navy. We storm the beaches of Cape May for our live show. And it's going to be great at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. So please join us for that. And we'll be there 3 to 7. You don't need a ticket. You don't need a reservation. Just come to the show and stay for as long as you like. You can stay for a little bit. You can stay for the whole thing, whatever you want. But just do that. The bar will be open. Not an open bar, but the bar will be open. Okay? So I want to see you there. Make sure you join us for that at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. As we begin here today, you might notice if you're watching on YouTube, I am up at Fox News. I guest hosted Jimmy Failla's show, Fox Across America. And I was supposed to be on America's Newsroom, but we had to move that. So shooting for Monday, but we'll see. Shooting for Monday. It's all right. It's okay. It's all good. You know, that's how it works. We're all right. This is the game. This is what we do. We roll with it. So anyway, the big news today is that the president says that we're going to make a decision to go or not go within the next 2 weeks. So we're going to start at cut number three. White House press briefing just wrapped up a short time ago. If the president does speak this afternoon, we'll certainly go to it live. I don't know if he's going to or not. He also had a lot to say about how much he hates Jay Powell, the Fed chair. But anyway, here's Caroline Leavitt with this very clear message from the president about what's going to happen and the timeline around this, cut number three.
Regarding the ongoing situation in Iran, I know there has been a lot of speculation amongst all of you in the media regarding the president's decision making and whether or not the United States will be directly involved. In light of that news, I have a message directly from the president, and I quote, based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks. That's a quote directly from the president for all of you today.
Okay, I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks. All right, great. There you go. Donald Trump likes to be unpredictable. We know that about him. He's always said that. He wants to be unpredictable. So is it possible that he's saying that and then something may happen within a few hours? Possible. I mean, it's certainly possible. I think anything is possible in this situation. But there is a big debate going on right now about what should happen. And one of the things I think about Trump, and I've said this before, is you got to trust the guy. You know, we elected him. We have to trust his judgment. This decision is going to be his and his alone. And he's hearing from all these various voices, some of them saying you got to bomb him. Some of them saying do not do that because you're only going to start a long protracted war. It's not as simple as just bombing it and then walking away. And I think it's good to have a debate. I just don't think it's good for MAGA to start killing each other and just dividing each other. And I think that that's bad when that happens. I really do. It's a problem. So I would like everybody to tone it down. I understand. Make your case. Advocate. Make your case. Make your point. Fine. But with the name calling and everything else, man, holy cow. Caroline Levitt also said regarding the correspondence between the United States and the Iranians, cut number four.
As for correspondence between the United States and the Iranians, I can confirm that correspondence has continued. As you know, we were engaged with six rounds of negotiations with them in both indirect and direct ways.
And then what would a deal with Iran need to entail? What would that mean? I mean, the president has said, I want an unconditional surrender. What does that mean exactly? Cut number five.
What exactly would a deal with Iran need to entail?
No enrichment of a uranium, and it would absolutely not. Iran is not absolutely not able to achieve a nuclear weapon. The president has been very clear about that. And by the way, the deal that Special Envoy Witkoff proposed to the Iranians was both realistic and acceptable within its terms, and that's why the president is sent that deal to them.
The deal would be Iran does not enrich the plutonium, whatever it is, to make a nuclear weapon. How do the American people feel about this? Where do the American people stand on this? Well, CNN's Harry Enten, he's their pollster over there, very excited. He does his best Steve Kornacki impression. He says the American people, well, they're with Donald Trump on this issue of not letting Iran get a nuke. Cut seven.
Chief Data Analyst Harry Enten joining me now. You've looked at all the numbers. Trump has said that Iran cannot possibly get a nuclear weapon. That is what this is all about. How do Americans feel about that particular thing?
Yeah, look, I think it's a complicated picture overall, but on this particular question, and overall, I feel like there's more support for Donald Trump's positions than is comically acknowledged. Oppose Iran getting a nuclear weapon. I mean, look at this. 79% of adults agree on that. They agree with Donald Trump. Iran cannot get a nuclear weapon. 83% of Republicans, 79% of independents, 79% of Democrats. When you get 79% of Democrats and 83% of Republicans agreeing on anything, you know that that position is the very clear majority in this country. And so the American public is with Donald Trump. They definitely oppose Iran getting nuclear weapons.
The question, of course, is how do you keep them from getting a nuclear weapon? And is keeping them from getting a nuclear weapon involve bombing Fredo Mountain? That's the question. That's the debate. I mean, nobody thinks they should get a nuclear weapon. It's how you stop them from getting the nuclear weapon. That becomes the question, obviously. And the debate, I get it. I mean, I understand the point of view of those who say that this thing with Iran has been going on forever and ever, and you can't trust them, and at some point they're going to develop a nuclear weapon. I get that. I also understand the point of people who say it's not going to be just as simple as just bombing this Iranian nuclear facility and thinking that that's the end of it. It never is. And these conflicts grow and then they fester for years, because if that were to occur, it's easy to say Iran will just be left in the Stone Ages, but that may not be the case. And it may lead to an unintended consequence that drags the entire region into a very, very long, long conflict. The point I'm making, though, is that I don't think Trump's going to be swayed by Mark Levin, by Tucker Carlson. I think he's going to be swayed by his judgment and his belief on what he believes is the best solution to this problem, because he's not a warmonger. He's also not an isolationist. He's not the kind of guy that's easily influenced by voices around him. That's why he's always wanted people around him to debate. That's why I think it's good. I mean, have a debate. I'm not saying not to. I think you should have a debate passionately how you feel on the issue. But he will make that decision. He alone will make that decision. And the question is, do you trust him enough to make the right decision, even if it's not the decision that you want him to make? During this course of the next 2 weeks, he is going to be listening to people who are going to be saying different things to him. But I know one thing is clear. He does not want to see the United States in a long, protracted war. And if he believes that that's what would be the result of this, then I say he doesn't go. If he really believes that it could be the kind of thing where the United States drops a bomb on this Fredo Mountain nuclear facility, I call it Fredo's little Godfather reference there, and then ends it, and that's it, and there's nothing Iran can do, and then you move on, okay, then I think he goes. Then I think he does it. My impression of this is he's waiting and analyzing and looking at the ramifications of scenario A, which is you bomb it, and scenario B, which is you don't, and really within scenario A of what happens. Is it really the kind of thing where you drop a bunker buster on it and then it's over? There's nothing Iran can do? And then they just go back and pick up the pieces and try to rebuild something? Or does do the following things occur if that happens? And then here, Mr. President, here are all the outcomes of what could occur if you launch a strike and you use a bunker buster and you destroy their ability to make nuclear energy. Here's all the ramifications of what could occur. And then I think he's going to weigh it. I think he's going to weigh both sides of that and then make his determination. I have a hard time, and again, I'm not an expert in foreign policy. I'm certainly not an expert in Iranian foreign policy. I have a hard time believing that Iran is capable of really pushing back and doing much if that happens. But I don't know, because I have no access to intelligence. He does. So there, it's possible that maybe he knows that Iran can do more than we think they can to respond, to retaliate. And that when people are going on cable TV and on podcasts and saying, oh, there's nothing Iran can do if that happens, maybe that's not the case. And it's also possible the president has intelligence that says if that happens, then, you know, there's going to be a coup and the Ayatollah is going to be out. And then you're going to wind up with this crazy whack job who's crazier than this crazy whack job is. And now you're going to have a whole bunch of new people running the country who are even worse. I don't know. That's possible, too. I imagine all of these things are being discussed among the president and among his inner circle. But I don't think he's going to go on social media and look at, like, it was so dumb the other night. Somebody was saying, and I'm not going to mention who, but one of the conservative voices out there who's strongly advocating for the president to drop a bunker buster bomb on Iran, that this person was getting based, whatever the term is, I don't know, ratioed, where all these people were responding on X. And I'm like, first of all, I don't even understand what that means. It sounds stupid, but Trump doesn't care how many responses a conservative media guy gets to his comment advocating for him to use a bunker buster, nor does he care how many responses that he gets from a podcaster who tweets out that we shouldn't use the bunker buster. Like, none of that stuff is relevant to Trump's decision making. He's not looking to be popular here. Like, well, if 63% of MAGA says go, well, then he'll go. He's not looking to do that for the simple reason that he doesn't have to run for president again, A, and B, because this coalition that supports him stands by him. Now, you may lose some people, but for the most part, I've said this before, he has, and this is an unprecedented loyalty among President Trump and his people that you don't see in politics. And you're not going to see this again in politics for a very, very long time. So his decision is not going to be made on what he thinks makes, quote unquote, MAGA happy, or makes MAGA podcasters or radio hosts or influencers happy. It's going to be based on what the outcome is going to be if it's option A, you bunker bomb this thing, or option B, you don't. Because under both of those categories falls all of these various scenarios that we have no idea. And I think that the big mistake that sometimes we often make in these situations is thinking that our intelligence community doesn't factor in the unintended consequences enough. And that's because in the past, they didn't. We just look at Iraq. But we have Tulsi Gabbard there as the Director of National Intelligence. And you know what? I think Tulsi Gabbard is absolutely 100% thinking of all of the unintended consequences of what could happen under both scenarios and giving honest assessments to the president. I don't really buy this whole idea that she's been ostracized to the Phantom Zone. That she's not, I know the media reports are saying that. I don't really buy that. I don't believe it. She said that in March that she doesn't think Iran is close to being able to have a nuclear weapon. The president the other day made a comment about how he doesn't know if he agrees with that or not. But either way, I don't think that Tulsi is being ostracized just because the New York Times reports that Tulsi's being ostracized or being put out or that she wasn't at a meeting. Like, so what? I mean, she may not have been at the meeting because she was doing her National Guard duty, which she was. And she may have been participating in the conversation. And there are the people within who work for her who are also giving these national intelligence assessments to the president that involve all these various scenarios of what could occur and what could not occur in these situations. So that's what I say. I say you got to trust Trump. He's saying now 2 weeks. I think the message to the Iranians is you better get your S together, and you better get your S together very, very, very quickly and find a way to make a deal that Ambassador Witkoff presented you options. You need to take those options or else, because you don't want this scenario to happen where, and it's within 2 weeks, by the way. It's not 2 weeks. It's within 2 weeks. I mean, it's a very important point to note. It's within 2 weeks the president's going to make his decision. Today is within 2 weeks. You know what I mean? 4 hours from now is within 2 weeks. Within the next 2 weeks is the key takeaway. I'm going to play that again just because I don't want that point to be lost on you. I think some people are reporting it as, in 2 weeks, he'll decide. No, it's within the next 2 weeks. So that means that tomorrow morning falls within the next 2 weeks. Monday afternoon falls in the next 2 weeks. You get my point. Could be at any moment right now. Could be before the show's over today. So one more time, Caroline Levin from the White House press briefing, cut number 3.
Regarding the ongoing situation in Iran, I know there has been a lot of speculation amongst all of you in the media regarding the president's decision-making and whether or not the United States will be directly involved. In light of that news, I have a message directly from the president, and I quote, "Based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks." That's a quote directly from the president for all of you today.
Within the next 2 weeks, within. Very clear message. It could be tonight. It could be tomorrow. It could be the 5 minutes before 2 weeks from now that the expiration date of this 2 weeks, whatever that is. You know what I mean? But that's a key point. He said, look, Iran wants to negotiate. So based on that, all right, we're going to negotiate and I'll make my decision within the next 2 weeks. Because I think some people got confused by that and said, oh, he's saying in 2 weeks he'll decide? No, within. So that sends a message to Iran. You better get your butts to the table. You better negotiate. You better start doing it now because it's going to get really ugly if you don't. It could get very, very ugly if you don't. So just keep that in mind and I want to know what you think. So either call the show at 855-839-1210, tweet me on X at Rich Zeoli, or weigh in on our YouTube chat at 1210 WPHT is our YouTube page. And let me know what you think. What's your opinion of what the president should do? I welcome the debate. I just don't welcome the name calling and everything else that happens. I hate all that because it's a coalition needs to stay together and it's fine to have policy disagreements. That's okay. What's not fine, though, like I said, is when you start having people tear each other apart. I mentioned this comment last night when I was in Wilmington. I was very excited, and I want to say thank you to my friend Judy Travis, the fundraising chair of the Northern Newcastle County Regional Republican Committee. I got to see some great friends last night in Delaware, and we had a great time together, and our buddy Michael Pelka even showed up last night. But Judy Travis and everybody on your team, thank you for having me. It was a lot of fun last night. But I said, you know, the debate is good. Have the passionate debates. But what we don't need to be having is this public, like, you know, killing each other over this when the only person who's making that decision is Donald Trump. So give him your thoughts. Give him your opinions. Absolutely 100%. That needs to happen. He needs to hear from you, and I need to hear from you. So let me know what you think. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. That is the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. I saw him yesterday. He's the man. He's my dentist. He's my friend. He's the master of dental implants, the master of giving you your best smile. So go see him today, VeneriaDental.com. We're coming right back.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, so give me your thoughts. I want to hear from you today. We'll open up the phone lines. 855-839-1210 is the number. So I'd like to know, do you think that the president is ultimately going to decide to drop a bunker buster on Fredo Mountain? Do you think it's going to happen? What do you think the president is ultimately going to decide? And if you want to say to me, Rich, I don't know, because I think he's got access to intelligence that we don't know. But what does your gut tell you? How do you see all this playing out? 855-839-1210 is the number. Justin will stand by to screen your calls. I was thinking about, you know, that debate yesterday between Ted Cruz and Tucker Carlson, and the whole thing is 2 hours, by the way. If you get a chance to listen to it, it's 2 hours. It's a good debate. I'm glad we're having the debates. The name calling and everything else, it really bugs me, but like I mentioned, but the debate is good, and it has to happen. And the thing about Trump is he likes debate. He really does. I mean, I know this. He brings people in a room of different opinions and different ideas, and then he starts having them compete, and then ultimately he decides. He's always run his world that way. He's run his business that way. He's run his presidency that way. And the only time you get on the outs is if you take it personally, if you don't get your way, and then you start acting like a freaking crybaby and start acting like, oh, he's been, you know, taken over by MAGA. He gets insulted by that, as anybody would. I would be insulted by that if people said, well, you know, you're owned by this group, or this group has gotten to you, or something like that. That's like, honestly, one of the most insulting things you can ever say. And you've seen that, people who've left the White House. You've seen that, who've suggested that this group got to him or that group got to him. And I think in this debate, what you're watching is there are certain podcasters out there, there are certain influencers out there who are suggesting that Trump is being either blackmailed or that he's on the Epstein list and that Israel controls him and Israel owns him. And I think that notion really irritates the hell out of him, as it would irritate the hell out of any of us if they made those kind of accusations. At the same time, I think it annoys him when he hears people who are acting like if you're not on board with dropping a bunker buster bomb on Iran, then somehow you are an anti-Semite. Like, I think that's also a ridiculous argument and just completely devoid of any actual basis in reality, because it's not that simple. It may not be. I don't have access to, you drop a bunker buster bomb and this happens or this doesn't happen. I don't know. But to just make those kind of claims like that as something, by the way, Justin, I don't know, is the call screener working? Because I don't see anything on it.
Yeah, call screen is working.
Like, there's nothing. Like, can you put like a test up or something? I just want to make sure I'm connected to the right thing.
Yeah, I can have Matt call it real quick.
All right. 855-839-1210. What do you think the president's going to do? What do you want him to do, by the way? If you were going to give him some counsel. Okay, test, great. It is working. What counsel would you give him? Because this is obviously a decision that he alone is going to make here. Now, there's an effort to try to limit his authority in Congress, but that's not going to go anywhere. And he has the power right now under the War Powers Act, unless the act is changed by Congress. I know Massey and a couple of other people are trying to move that through, but that, I'm telling you, that's not going to go anywhere. So he's going to operate under the current War Powers power that he has, that Congress gave the president to act within a short period of time. And that act needs to be rewritten. I've said that a lot of times over the years because it's gotten us into some catastrophic messes. But it's not going to be rewritten in the next 2 weeks. And so ultimately, whatever Trump decides, he's going to decide using the current war powers that he's been given by the Congress regarding this issue. But I don't know. I mean, to suggest that if you're not all in on bombing Iran, you're somehow anti-Semitic, or to suggest that if you are all in on bombing Iran, that you're somehow like, you know, if the president does that means that he's under some kind of mind control, or he's under blackmail or something. I think that's where you reach a point where Donald Trump says, I'm done with you. I'm not going to listen to you. And there were certain people suggesting that on certain podcasts, like, you know, they got to him. They're like, oh, you know, they got to him. And I think that is just so foolish. And if I were Trump, I'd blast the hell out of him, too, for suggesting that. Let's do this, too. Oh, the good news, though, is that Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger have finally made up after all these years. I didn't even know they were really fighting, but they made up. That's good news. Because I'm a big fan of both of these guys. I don't like Schwarzenegger's politics, although I do like what he said about being an immigrant in this country. But I don't like his politics at all. But you know, I love Sylvester Stallone. I mean, how can you not? He's our guy. I mean, I love him. He's the best, right? But apparently there was this feud between the two of them, and now they've made up. So that's good news. And that was said in a podcast earlier today. I'm going to play that for you in just a few minutes. But I want to share this from you. This is the, if I could find this here. Here we go. If I'm trying to find. Yes. We're lucky to have a president who has his brain fully intact. Fully intact, by the way. Really, really, really. We are very, very blessed that the president has his brain and can make these decisions. We did not have that with the previous president. And at the Senate hearing on Joe Biden yesterday, they played a compilation of his mental incompetence. And it includes Karine Jean-Pierre, Alejandro Mayorkas, Nancy Pelosi, Janet Yellen, Bernie Sanders, Merrick Garland, Chris Coons, Dr. Jill Biden, yours was said by law, Dan Goldman, Jamie Raskin, James Clyburn, Chuck Schumer, and others, on all the people covering up for Biden's mental decline. They played this yesterday at the Senate hearing. There's some updates on that, too. Good updates, as we're trying to get to the truth of all this, of who is actually running our country. This is cut number 10.
Physically and mentally, do you think to continue on even after 2024?
Die!
you're asking me this question. Oh my gosh, he's the president of the United States. You know, I can't even keep up with him.
The most difficult part about a meeting with President Biden is preparing for it, because he is sharp, intensely probing, and detail-oriented and focused.
I can testify, because I've been working very closely with this president for the past 2 years. I've been knowing him for 30 years, and I'm telling you, this guy's tough, he's smart, he's on his game.
Joe Biden has vision, he has knowledge, he has a strategic thinker.
The president is focused, he's detail-oriented, he's always thinking about the big picture.
He is engaging, he is capable, he has an incredible record as president.
And I'm often with him on foreign trips. He's at his game.
So he has a vision, he has knowledge, he has judgment, he has a strategic thinking.
I met with the president, I don't know, 5 or 6 weeks ago, and he seemed fine to me.
I have complete confidence in the president. I have watched him expertly guide meetings of staff and cabinet members. I could not have more confidence in the president.
I would just tell you that I meet frequently with the president, and every single time I meet with him, he is just fine.
Just
but
fine.
He is, knowledgeable, wise.
Incredibly sharp, incredibly probing, incredible command of the details.
He is sharp. He is on top of things.
There is nothing to these challenges, these suggestions that somehow he's not sharp and he's not capable.
We see Joe Biden up close. We know how attuned he is.
You're going to see how smart he is and the experience he has.
This is all in 2024.
His age is an asset.
He's wise.
Yes, he's wise. He has wisdom. He has experience.
And his experience, because of his age and his wisdom, has been invaluable to this country.
A lot of countries.
Stop it here. We'll come back to that, but. This is the greatest political cover-up of our lifetime. So what they discovered yesterday is that there should be a paper trail of the auto pen. And on the House side, they're looking into whether or not there were people in the room as certain executive orders were signed and who those people were and who had access. And so the Oversight Committee in the House is looking into this, looking into it on the Senate side as well. Will anyone go to jail? No, but here's why I still think it's important to do this. All right. We were lied to. We were manipulated. I want every single person. I want this on the record. I don't want it covered up. I want this on the record, period. And I'm glad that they're going down this road. Here's crazy woman Jasmine Crockett, who said she never saw anything in Joe Biden that made me wonder whatsoever. Jasmine Crockett, we got a lot about Jasmine Crockett today, by the way, because she thinks you're insane, just so you know. Cut number 11.
The president, I never saw anything in Joe Biden that made me wonder whatsoever. And it's not that I was with Joe Biden every single day, that's for sure. But as I talked about my grandparents, the way that I would describe Joe is... like, I mean, he's a granddaddy, right? And so, like, you know, the way that my granny was when she was younger versus ultimately kind of where she was at 81 when she ended up passing away, mentally, she was still there, but, like, her attitude about certain things, like whether or not she was looking to be as polished or cared to be as polished, or even if she moved as fast, it just wasn't there. We all slow down. But I will tell you that I will take... a broken, or however they want to describe Joe Biden, over Donald Trump any given day.
Could you imagine Joe Biden right now in charge of trying to make this decision with regards to Iran? Could you imagine? Like, thank God we have a president who's actually with it. Thank God. Peg is in South Jersey. Peg, how are you today?
Hey, Rich, how are you?
Doing great. Thank you.
Yeah. I am so with you on this Epstein stuff. Like I said, I feel like if Trump's name was on that Epstein list, we would have known about it 2 years ago.
Yeah, totally.
And
100%.
That to me is just another game they're playing. As far as Trump being blackmailed by Israel or whoever, that I don't go for either.
I know, it's stupid.
He's not that kind of guy. He's straightforward. He's not playing games with people. And on the Iran thing with the bunker bombs and whatever, I feel bad for him right now. Whatever decision he makes, the left is going to find something wrong with it. If he bombs them, he started a war. If he doesn't bomb them and they end up getting us, then he didn't keep us safe. So I really would not want to be in his shoes. I feel bad for him. He looks tired. And I myself right now, I'm a bit scared because we're dealing with people that are barbaric. And a lot of people that you talk to, I talk to a lot of people about this, and most of them don't even know all the details. And when I say certain things to them, they're like, oh, I didn't know that. Well, then how do you have such a strong opinion? I didn't know they pushed gay people off the rooftop. Does Whoopi Goldberg know that? I mean, yesterday she was saying how it's better to live in Iran right now than it is America. Does she know they push gay people off of the rooftops?
Yeah, Whoopi Goldberg she's a disgrace. I'll get into that. But to your point about being scared, look, I'm not scared because I don't think it's going to affect us in the way. But what I think to your point about Trump being stressed, yeah, I mean, this is the weight of this decision's on him. And here's the thing to the people that want Congress to vote on this. I think if Congress voted, they would vote to bomb Iran. I think that's Trump is measured. He doesn't want to get us into a war. He doesn't. So I think for those people that are turning. Yeah. And for people that are turning around saying like, well, you know, Congress should vote on this. I think Congress would vote to authorize it. I think Congress would vote to bomb Iran. I do. And that worries me even more. Yeah. Because a lot of these people are grandstanders, you know. So,
yes, I totally agree. And I think if he does bomb them, then they're going to turn it around, which is what they always do. And, you know, they make everything a mess, just like Trump always says, everything they touch turns to shit.
Well, we can't say that. Thank you. Thank you for the call. I got to drop that, but that's OK. Thank you. Everything he touches turns to S. We got to say S. And we know what we mean by that. But, you know. You got to say that. But thank you for the call, Peg. I appreciate it. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. I know what Massey and Rand Paul are saying. Congress should decide this matter. But, dudes, guys, I got to tell you, if it's up for a vote, I mean, you had John Fetterman, Pennsylvania's very own Democrat John Fetterman, coming out and saying we need to take out Iran. So I think it passes. I think it passes overwhelmingly. I think most of these people in Congress are warmongers, and they would probably do that. That's what worries me, to be honest with you. I think Trump is measured. He's not looking for that. But a lot of these people who are elected officials are owned by the military-industrial complex. And I don't think Trump is. So if he makes a decision to drop the bunker buster on them, he'll be making that decision because he truly thinks it's the best decision, not because he's owned by anybody from the military-industrial complex. He's not being blackmailed by Israel. They don't have anything on him in the Epstein files. All of that is absolute nonsense. Nonsense. But, no, I mean, Fetterman came out and said it. Fetterman came out and said we need to take out Iran. We should take him out. Now, Fetterman will say whatever he has to say. I told you, this is a guy who's a political shapeshifter. And much like Newsom, he's going to be now pretend he's some sort of moderate. But think about it. The Democrat Party has always been the party of war. They have been. There was a letter they circulated to try to tell Joe Biden to negotiate a peace deal with Ukraine and Russia. And there were a bunch of Democrats that were signatories to that letter. And that letter disappeared. And one of those people was Bernie Sanders, who signed that letter. And, you know, the Democrats ran on this whole platform of keeping the funding for Ukraine going. They wanted us more in. So if you don't think the Democrats would also vote, like if there was a vote tomorrow, should we drop a bunker buster on Iran? I think it passes overwhelmingly in the House and the Senate. So, you know, be careful what you wish for here when you say you want Congress to exercise its war making power. I think this Congress would exercise war very quickly based on the makeup of it. And I think you'd have a lot of Democrats that would vote that way. A lot. So at least the president is making a measured decision here under the authority the Congress has given him under the War Powers Act. But if Congress wants to draft a resolution of war and they want to debate it and vote on it, I mean, I'm not saying that that shouldn't happen. The Constitution would love that. But I'm telling you that that vote goes the way of Bomberan. Don't doubt me on that. Look at the makeup of the House and the Senate. That vote goes that way. It goes that way, I'm telling you. So if that happens, that would be the outcome. Because even the Democrats who are anti-Trump, which is every Democrat, they're not anti-military-industrial complex. They love the military-industrial complex. So, you know, keep that in mind. All right, 855-839-1210. Tomorrow we're live in Cape May at the Grand Hotel. It's going to be a lot of fun. Great show. And I don't think we'll be having to worry about any nukes, but you should come out anyway just in case because you never know. So make sure you join us for that. Let me tell you about Emmons Roofing and Siding, my great friends over there. How does a 10% off inflation relief discount sound for you and your family? Sounds great, right? 10% off windows, doors, siding, Anderson Windows, 10% off the roof, the best in the business, the Owens Corning Shingle, the best. And also, Emmons has a kitchen and bathroom remodeling division as well. That's right. They will remodel your kitchen and bathroom. They did it in my home, and my home looks great, and my wife was thrilled. Happy wife, happy life. It was great. Matt and Stephanie are the owners. They're fantastic people. They're great friends, and they will do the job right, and they serve our whole region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. That's right. How's that Jersey Shore house doing? You know, with all this bad weather we've had and with the hot summer sun getting ready to beat down on the roof, why don't you have Emmons give it a free roof inspection? I think that would really help you in a big, big way. And they'll never tell you you needed a roof if you don't. But if you do, you will get the best in the business, Owens Corning Shingle. And you'll get a lifetime warranty on that roof as well. All right. So do it today. Go to emmonsroofing.com. E-M-M-O-N-S, EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fear the Reaper. Don't worry. Got nothing to fear. Don't worry. I know Fetterman saying, take out Iran. Take out Iran. Holy cow, right? Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. Telling you, if they put it up for a vote, Congress votes the bomb. Guarantee it. Don't doubt me. You know my knack for counting this stuff. Totally passes. Absolutely. So let's go to Joe in Pennsylvania. Joe, what's going on, my man?
Yeah, Rich, I've noticed you've been all over the place, man. You're like a shooting star. I see it every time I'm watching TV. You seem to pop up there. But what I wanted to say was I have complete faith. I know he's not going to do the right thing. I know he's going to think about it. And I also know that they know that they're messing with the wrong guy if they think they're going to walk all over him. That's my first statement. My second statement is I am absolutely, totally annoyed at the fact that, and I did say I was a Vietnam veteran, I am totally upset with the fact that Bruce Springsteen can go to another country and down a president that was elected by the United States of America to go over there and down it. I guess his next song is going to be Bored with the USA. just a thought, you know, I was bored in the USA and I got my money and I'm on my way. Something on that order.
I like it. That's a pretty good Springsteen impression.
Thank you very much. I juggled dirt to do that.
Well played. Well played. Hey, buddy, thank you for your service, by the way. I appreciate it.
And thank you for your time. Thank you.
You're welcome, my friend. You have a great day, Joe. I appreciate it, bud. And just a reminder, we'll be in Cape May tomorrow. So if you want to join us at the Grand Hotel, 3 to 7 p.m., we'll be there live show. As to Joe's point about me being a shooting star, I was very kind of him. It's crazy right now. I got bumped twice this week. It happens. Everything with Israel and Iran is changing the whole schedule and trajectory of all these hits, but I'm always happy whenever they invite me on, and you know, I will always make the trip in. I'll always go in. I'll always show up, because it's half the battle in life is just showing up. So, you know, and I'll show up tomorrow. Even though it's Friday, I will be there. I promise. All right, don't worry. I will be in Cape May for my own show, for our live show. We got a great lineup, too, of guests who are going to be stopping by. Mostly over the phone, though, but either way, it's going to be a lot of fun. Let me go to Dan is in Atlantic City. Dan, what's going on?
Hey, Rich, how are you? Thanks for grabbing my call.
You bet.
I think that what we should keep in mind is that the, the status of Iran has changed dramatically over the last 2 weeks, and that may affect their thinking. You know, I think of that phrase, when you have somebody by the, you can guess what, Rich, mm-hmm. Their hearts and minds may follow. So I also am, pretty uncomfortable with us just participating in the complete destruction of that country. You know, I know it's an autocratic theocracy, but Donald Trump's job is to protect Americans and I think that's what he's doing. The other thing to consider is we do participate in a direct way with Israel and just destroy that place. You know, who knows what comes out of that over the next 20 years?
Yeah.
I don't know what comes out of that. So I think he's a wise man, and I hope that other people feel like me and have his full support in this.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I think everything you're saying is wise and very measured and reasonable. And I think you said it very succinctly. So excellent call, my friend.
Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.
Nice talking
I appreciate
with you.
It. Nice talking to you. 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in. You know what, Matt? I just sent you the Fetterman audio, but I actually sent it to Brianna Lyman by mistake. So sorry, Brianna. That was meant for my producer. That was meant for Matt. Fetterman saying that we should take out Iran. That audio we'll play in the 4 o'clock hour. Plus, Caroline Leavitt talking about how Iran does, in fact, have the ability to enrich a nuclear bomb. We'll talk about that as well. Big 4 o'clock hour straight ahead. Dr. Mike Venaria, my man, my friend, my dentist, the master of dental implants. I want you to see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. I saw him yesterday. He took great care of me. What a great guy he is, you know, and he's really, I mean, everybody in the office is so nice and kind, and there are a lot of these chain dental offices out there. Please don't go there. You know what they're obsessed with? Cost. You know what Dr. Mike's obsessed with? Care. That's the difference. And my entire family goes to him. So if it's good enough for Patrick and Reagan and Claire and Mama Zioli and Bridget, who got a beautiful smile from Dr. Mike last year, and it's good enough for me, then it should be good enough for you and your family. So do that today. Go see him. VenariaDental.com. V-A-N-A-R-I-A. VenariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you. He's ready to give you the smile of your dreams. VenariaDental.com.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.